Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Lord Commander Feltina Guernica and Emperor Fuzzo plot to kill Valborg and the Dankents. Will our heroes be able to resurrect Panglo? What's happening to Brushy? What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the next episode, Episode 5, Crisis on Infinite Dankents.
Dan Kent must pay for burning my body and leaving me a lone, lopsided boob. Thank you for reporting this news to me, Advizo.
I am your servant.
We know our greatest purpose, the full fuzzing.
But why not come out of the shadows? You are the true felt savior.
No! A simple boob would never win the hearts of the people. Even if she has a 99% chance of winning in all the polls. People like the idea of boobs, but when one tells them what to do, it makes them uneasy.
If there's one thing that I've learned in all my years, it's that a self-sufficient boob fills men with fear. You're cool if nude, suspicious if ambitious. Everyone wants a look, but they don't want to listen. Your shit's tight when you're on display, but you're shrill if you've got shit to say. And then they freak out cause you're a talking boob. Man, I ain't got time for that. Yeah, the world is full of stubby, grubby snakes. They gotta have their say to compensate. Be more aware than Cleo's pair, stay clear. Cause when they're scared, they spray their poison everywhere. Hard enough when your body's whole. They want to squeeze and seize up your control. Tell you, please don't be so emotional. Trust me, know what's best for you. Hell no, this boob has got a soul. All anyone wants is a show. Well, let me show you what a boob can do. Please, I'm objectified, but obscene. Indecent, but pristine. The property of society's taboo. Have changed now that I am but boob. Those that oppose my rule will suffer greatly. This breast is bursting out, stay out my way. Make way, this boob will have a day. And I don't need you to say just what I can or cannot do. I'm smart, human and high art. I'm sexy and in charge.
Oh.
right out here for a boob.
I must return to Fuzzo's side. He's out trying to connect with the people. He does love the felty masses.
I do my best to steer him, but in the end, we must do what we must do. All are but lint in the tendrils of the Elder Fuzz.
Yes. Hail Fuzz!
Hail Fuzz!
Hiding amongst these unfuzz factories will slow them down. A lot of jagged edges to get snagged on.
But those fuzz copters are dropping carpet bombs.
We need to find a place to hide.
Quick, over here. This door's open.
How did you know that?
I'm not sure. But quick, get inside. What is this place? There's cans and boxes all over the place.
According to this label, it looks like we're in the Tasty Pudding Factory, though this tapioca expired years ago. Pudding. What an inferior snack.
Come on, over here.
We can wait them out. We just have to...
A net trap. We're caught, like tuna. Damn fish. I hate fish. A fish killed my uncle, and it wasn't an accident. Mm-hmm. He was working at the discount aquarium, which was just a bucket with a Swedish fish inside. Mm. Used to charge stupid kids 10 cents for a peek. Mm, but then one day, he thought, what's a real fish look like? Mm. He'd never seen a fish on account of his mother being afraid of lakes. She was so scared of them.
Shh, someone's coming!
Fish was driving the bus, that's how, that's the end. Who's there? Show yourself! It's me.
Me who?
Me you. By Jove! It's another Danken!
Come, buxom squeeze, hello!
Hello there, citizen. Yes, it's me, the Emperor. Don't grovel.
I'm not.
Oh. Why not?
Why should I?
I've given you all of this great city.
The mayor of Fuzzopolis, Hopscotch Higgins, runs the day-to-day.
But I...
And the lower Duma and upper parliament create most legislation, along with the cabinet ministers and the public works system.
But I created the government. I appointed the Duma.
Well, then
the...
how's about you Duma something about this garbage, like twice weekly pickup?
There you are, sire. You are needed.
Oh, Adviso. Am I needed back at the fortress?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Run away when a real problem comes up.
I'm not. Garbage. Garbage. Oh, that's more of a municipal problem, but...
Thanks, Emperor.
No, I'm... Adviso, grab that garbage.
But it's not even in a fuzz bag.
Just grab Apollo. Citizen, we shall dispose of this garbage. Your emperor
Yeah,
is...
whatever. I'm late for my Pilates.
Your fuzziness, simply carrying trash around is not going...
You're right. I need a big media win. I didn't say put the garbage down, Adviso. I've tried giving my people things. I've tried taking things. I've tried smashing them. But what we need to do is show them. Show them my power and love.
May I suggest that...
It's my felt phone. Hold on. Hello? This is the Emperor.
Sire, it's me, Feltina.
Feltina...
The head of your plush guard.
Oh, right, sorry. You sound different on the phone.
Oh, do I sound bad?
No, just different. Anyway, what's the haps?
We have the Dan Kents surrounded.
Dan Kents?
There are two.
Probably clones. Stupid clones always cloning around, being all samey. Ugh, well, that just gives me more Dan Kent to kill.
Fantastico! I want to go to the Snacklands and terminate them myself.
No, that's no good.
What? But why?
I need to send Fuzz news. We need to do this big. We need a battle. Stakes. A cat and mouse game. If we just smoosh them, there's no arc. How do we make a big show of this?
I've studied the terrain. The only means of escape from the Snacklands leads to the Sparta Galleria in Sparta, New Jersey. The giant mall is impassable on both sides. The only remaining escape route is through the Thermos and Pie Coffee Shop in the center. They were a notable Seattle-based beanery. If you brought your own thermos, you got 50 cents off.
Oh, I remember that chain. They had the 300 blend. It was the strongest coffee roast allowed by law. Right. Perfect. So we herd them into the mall, where our forces will be in wait, along with embedded reporters. There will be no escape. We kill the terrorist threat, and we win the news cycle. And you do a nice big interview on Fuzzline.
That should work, but it'll be much easier if we just...
By the fuzz, this shopping mall will be their shopping doom.
Okay.
Or this shopping mall will be their shopping tomb. Doom or tomb?
I like doom.
Doom it is. You're dismissed, Lord Commander.
Gracias, my liege. Helfos! And?
Good. Now, Adviso, take that garbage and get back to the Ministry of Media and get the interview set up.
The buzz are getting bored and pretty discontent. Inflation of the fur leads to growing unrest. And there's a lint roller shortages across the Midwest. Oh, no. But when your people get mad, don't get sad. A leader knows what to do. Shove their heads full of circus and bread. They can't complain while they chew and they chew and they chew. You gotta tell them what they wanna hear. You gotta sell them what they need to fear. You gotta spell it out nice and unclear. That's fuzzy news. When the masses grow a passion, what can help them forget?
Entertainment with the claim of journalistic intent.
Who gives a hell if it's yellow so long as it's red? Aha! When the people are low, give a show, get a media win.
Get some straw men to kick.
Wag the dog.
They'll tune in.
What the people crave. Give them breaking news until they break. Till they forget what happened yesterday. That's fuzzy news. And when the trap comes down, everyone will be watching. And again, they'll cheer me as the king.
There's no better amusement than a public execution. They tell me the ratings will soar.
And when the ratings drop off, they'll just do it again. When the people want more, we'll give them more. Tell them what they want to hear. You gotta sell them what they need to fear. You gotta spell it out nice and unclear. That's fuzzy news. Feed them what they need to know. Give them a monster that they can oppose. So they forget the monster running the show. That's fuzzy news.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Guy, cans,
that's
coming.
That's great. Ooh. Yes.
Guy, cans.
Okay.
This is the place is gone.
Come on now, let us out, Dan Kent.
I can't. I'm stuck in here, too.
Not you, him.
Me?
The one not in the net.
Well, maybe you should be more specific.
If Fine, we'll call that one Crazy Dan Kent.
Crazy, crazy. Crazy like a truck, beep, beep, gum, Solel. It's weird. He looks older, but he don't got an eye patch like me. How did you lose that eye? I don't know. Stupid brain.
Brain, yes. He's trying to give us expired pudding lids again. Hey, crazy me, stop it. It's got sharp edges. You could cut us.
Blimey, pass me. That's it. We take the sharp edges and cut ourselves so our blood drips down onto the floor. The blood, over the course of time, will erode the floor, eventually exposing the copper wires below us. The copper is reflective, so when the sun moves into the right position over that hole, probably on March 13th, the light will align and reflect off the copper, heating up the ropes so they catch fire and break, thus setting us free.
Or we just use the jagged lid to cut the ropes. Like this. See?
I like my plan better.
Oh, I also have a plan. It'll definitely work. We gotta tie ourselves up again so we...
Squee!
I don't know what
Squee!
You're...
Whoa. Squee! Squee!
Wait! Crazy me, come back!
We should go after him.
We have to worry about us. This old pud factory can't take many more carpet bombs. It's wobblier than a muskox on seal skates.
Join the factory! Listen to this! No one is coming to help you fight! You're on your own. You have no friends. Give up your hiding place or die.
They're closing in.
Don't worry.
Let me offer you a deal. Surrender now will be genteel. You'll receive a final meal before we skin you head to heel and use your bones for glockenspiels. But that's not all we kill you to. This, it seems too good to be true. More so than the unguarded roof. Beyond that hole you could walk through, I guess you better gain into the mercy of the fuzz. All the fuzz. Yours because. That's the mercy of the fuzz. We'll use your skulls for candy bowls. Oh, also the candy is your toes. Best just forget that giant hole. Better the devil that you know than the unguarded open road. Surrender now and you'll be just. This is a promise you can trust. We'll round your friends and family up. Stab everyone you ever love, but we'll be smiling as we trust. That's some sweet mercy right there. There is no mercy that compares to the mercy of the fuzz. Of the fuzz. Trust your guts while they're still inside of you. I'll give yourself unto the mercy of the fuzz. And if you try to make an escape, no, that would be a big mistake. Go the abandoned galleries down the road just a mile. No better escape could be divine. Even if we try, don't you think about it? Please don't think about it. Oh, just giving to the mercy of the fuzz. All the fuzz. All the fuzz. The mercy of the fuzz.
That's a terrible deal. I just thought of something completely on my own and not subliminally hinted at. Let's escape through that hole back there.
Great idea. We run to the giant abandoned building, the Sparta Galleria. But wait, I have a bad feeling about going there. Something doesn't make sense.
Whoa!
We don't have another choice. That skeleton of consumerism is our only hope. Run to that retailery! No time! Go!
Oh, stitch in my side. Hurts. I hate running.
Lord Commander Feltina, they're running toward the Galleria.
Perfecto! Run, my little rats! Run right into my mouse trap!
Okay, and cut. Great read. This will be the lead clip for the news at the top of the hour.
It felt a bit forced.
We can shoot it again, right?
Also, we have some rat puppet viewers, so the metaphor could be hurtful.
Great, fluff. Okay, maybe say gerbil.
My cousin's a gerbil.
He's also a jerk.
True.
Okay, everyone, back to one. Let's try a different angle.
Oh, heavens! It seems like our heroes are about to get smooshed! Will we have to cry over their graves? Will Fuzzo reign triumphant? Also, what's Brushy up to? It's been a while since we've seen him. Find out next time on Days of Future Fuzz, Episode 6, Battle of Thermos and Pi, or the 300 Play.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Tweet us at The Podmusical and let us know what you think of the new season. Remember, every time you tweet, an angel gets its feet, and then we can sell them shoes for profit. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Lyman Keys here with another podcast recommendation. This time we'll leave the wonderful Fatecrafters Studios network, fatecrafters.com, for another kind of podcast. It's called At the Table. Are you a fan of theater? Do you love new plays? Or do you want to try new plays? Well, it's hard to find them sometimes because sometimes you live in a place that's not really producing new theater. They're just doing Shakespeare again or Oscar Wilde or someone that they don't want to try new things because you know how it is. It's all about making money, and the Shakespeare guy, he loves to make money, so they do his plays a lot. But this is new plays by underserved voices, by new voices, really exciting people. It's called At the Table. It's by Charging Moose Media. And they present new plays read for the ear and then have discussions with the creators of the plays. And it features a lot of great voice talent, some of which you may have heard on The Fall of the House of Sunshine. See if you can find out who. See if you can guess it, and write in to podmusical@gmail.com with your guesses, and you might win a prize. I just made that up, so I can't guarantee there's any prizes, but I'm sure they have things they can send to you for a reasonable amount. You should go to chargingmoosemedia.com, and you can find the link to At the Table, a great podcast featuring amazing new plays that you have not yet heard, but maybe in the future will become really famous, and you'll be like, oh, I heard that back when it was on a podcast, which is really what it's all about, bragging. So, whoops, I just dropped a bunch of things on the floor. Anyway, let me go pick those up while you pick up a subscription to Charging Moose Media's At the Table podcast. Lyman Keys, subscribing now and picking up all these things I dropped.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.